In the Twin Cities now, 36 our temperature as temperatures continue to fall. I'm Tim Russell with Ted Robinson. Interesting situation, Ted, with the dueling cereal boxes. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, I did see that.
I still have a flat, they call it, of the 1987 mm-hmm. Wheaties box, and evidently that may have been an official related to baseball thing, but another company has it this year.
Right. That's the basic way to explain it to people was in 1987, General Mills had an agreement. They were official sponsors of Major League Baseball, so they could print a box with the team picture on it with the team logos and all that. Well, since 87, those rights have changed. No longer is General Mills an official sponsor of Major League Baseball. So they can't use the Twins logo. They can't use a uniform. They can't use anything that is trademarked to Major League Baseball.
So instead, you'll have to look for Tony the Tiger, mm-hmm. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, and you'll see the Twins stripes right. and the logo. And if you look carefully in the Wheaties box, you'll see Kent and Kirby right. with their bodies twisted in such a way that there's no logo identification whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. You're smart. You have the flat. You see, I still have the Wheaties. I got a box in 88 when I came here, mm-hmm. and I still have the Wheaties in the box, and I'm told you have to get the Wheaties out.
Yeah, you have some happy mice at your house.
Hey, what time do the floats start, Tim? This is a parade. When do the floats start?
That's right. That's Frank Gifford, and I'm Kathy Lee, and this is the Rose Bowl Parade. Now we're continuing with our coverage of the Twins Victory Parade here on WCCO. Let's go back out before we go to Wall Street, and Charlie and Raj are at the state capitol.
Yes, Tim, we're now approaching the cathedral passing over 94 at Giant Island Boulevard and Rice Street, and we saw a sign, we've come 200 miles to thank the Twins, and then they held up another sign which said Graceville, home of Tom Kelly. So there are people here from all over, not only the Twin Cities, from all over Minnesota and Wisconsin. Back to you, Tim and Ted.
All right, thank you, guys, and we'll be back with you in just a few moments. Ted, one thing I'm curious about is the trophy itself, which a lot of the players went back to the locker room to kiss just for the first time. When did that come to be? That's an ugly-looking thing.
Yeah, it's funny. I went down to the locker room yesterday, and I saw it. I had never seen it up close before. It was the first time I had seen it. And, you know, I don't know when it came into be. I want to say that this current one, for some reason, 1983 sticks in my mind as the year. But that's just a guess on my part.
I don't know. It's the traditionalist, the purist in me, perhaps, if there is such a thing in me. But I keep thinking that the World Series trophy should be a big, dinged-up kind of Indy 500-looking thing with maybe some leftover chaw from Babe Ruth inside.
Well, you know, Tim, the only trophy in sports that really means anything anymore is the Stanley Cup, which we had here in May. I mean, that's the only literal trophy that really carries symbolism. And you know what they do, the Stanley Cup champions? Each member of the Stanley Cup champion gets to take the cup to their house for a day. That's kind of a tradition. So I wonder if the Twins will do the same thing with this World Championship trophy.
We're going to Wall Street now.
Vicki Kelly, details in a moment.
Oh, no!
Not again!
These computers are always down.
How am I going to finish this proposal?
Use the typewriter.
A typewriter? What's a typewriter?
If computers are a way of life at your company, you know how devastating a shutdown can be. That's why you should put Sears Business Centers in charge of your service and support. We'll help you avoid shutdowns with routine maintenance. And if you do suffer a network failure, we'll get you back in business fast. We have over 80 service centers nationwide. And one toll-free call will put you in touch with a technician who can service your computers right away. Sears Business Centers even takes care of you on the road. We start by offering dependable laptops like the Toshiba T2200SX. This 5.5-pound notebook offers you 386SX power, a full-function keyboard, and a vibrant 9.5-inch VGA display. And now receive a free Targus carrying case when you purchase the Toshiba T2200SX. Call Sears Business Centers at 1-800-876-0088, extension 251.
The economy started growing again over the summer, the first time that's happened in a year. The Commerce Department reports the gross national product rose at an annual rate of almost 2.5%. Robert Chandros, chief economist at Lloyds Bank, isn't sure, though, if we can keep that up through the end of the year.
There's no reason at this point to expect that GNP is going to decline in the fourth quarter, but the rate of growth is probably going to be lower.
Consumer confidence is lower. The index the Conference Board uses to measure consumer confidence dropped to recession levels in October. Tenneco will be laying off more workers and shutting down more plants. The company reports it lost a record amount of money in the third quarter, $693 million. A turnaround on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials are up almost 15 points now at 3060. December gold is up 20 cents at $361 an ounce. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
And this is Tim Russell on WCCO, along with Ted Robinson. And we've been bringing you continuing coverage of the Twins' victory parades. And, Ted, you mentioned something about your kids in kindergarten, and you did a little reading this morning and getting them enthused. Were they offered the option of perhaps, you know, taking part in the parade?
Yes, my daughter's in third grade, and she will be at the Dome. She won't be at the parade, but she's going to be at the Dome at 2 o'clock there, letting the children leave school with a note.
Well, a lot of folks are in the same boat. They can attend the Twins Parade as long as they have a note from their parents excusing them from class. Let's get an update on that from Mary Beth Hardy, who is the principal from Harding High School. Mary Beth?
Hi, I'm the assistant principal at Harding.
Well, I just gave you a promotion, so
thank you.
Collect that raise.
Yes, we are. We did excuse students this morning. We had many students that came in and were excused if they had notes from parents with phone numbers that we could verify. We excused them at 9:40 this morning, and our band was excused at 8:40 this morning because they're taking part in the parade representing St. Paul Schools and Harding High School.
Well, that's kind of fun, and I guess in this one instance, you can be assured you'll know where they'll be, I guess, right?
That's right. We've been. Some of the students are watching the TV, watching to see if they can find any of the Harding band students on TV.
Thanks so much for filling us in on that, and I hope the kids have a great time today, Mary Beth.
Oh, they've been excited all week. They'll have a wonderful time. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mary Beth Hardy from Harding High School, and she is the assistant principal there. And we'll return with our continuing coverage of the Twins' victory parades on WCCO Radio right after this.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Could you be seduced by a swindler? Paula says Steve stole her heart and her life savings.
By the time he left, I had nothing left.
When have you ever given me any cash? When?
Hundreds of times. Thousands
Never.
Of times. Hello. Steve, you're wearing the same suit you were wearing 3 years ago.
Romantic Swindlers on the next Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oprah, today at 4 on Channel 4.
Have you ever wondered what happens to your children when you drop them off for childcare? Join today's WCCO television for an inside look at childcare and what your child is doing when you're not there. Tonight in Dimension, we'll show you what drop-off centers offer parents, what's different about them, and why they've become the babysitters of today. Join us for an inside look at childcare in the 90s. Tonight in Dimension on Channel 4's 10 o'clock news.
Our thanks to Mary Beth Cutting from Harding High School. Not only did I give her a promotion, but had titled her after the school itself, which is pretty good. Ted Robinson, we're going to come back after the news, and we'll continue with the coverage here. So far, it's been an exciting morning.
Hey, this is my goal is to be like Bob Barker one day in my life, emceeing a parade, Tim.
Ted got the call last night. Ted Robinson, come on down. We'll have the news for you with Ray Christensen in just a moment, and then continuing coverage of the Twins' victory parades here on the radio home of the world champion Minnesota Twins, WCCO.
Attention CD investors interested in 8% tax-deferred interest rate, and call the annuity hotline at the connection 922-9000. That's the annuity hotline 922-9000.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting. They've turned out by the thousands to salute their team. Yeah, there they are, the world champion Twins and their enthusiasts. Eric Escalo reporting from St. Paul, where the first leg of a parade honoring the Twins is wrapping up. Sounds like it's still going strong, Eric.
Well, Jack Morris's pickup truck is just walking, is riding alongside as I'm walking here on the corner of Rice and John Ireland, Ray. And talking to some security people on the way up the hill from downtown St. Paul, they are absolutely ecstatic by how well this has gone compared to 1987, when, of course, the parade ended here instead of started here. And when it ended here in 87, there was all kinds of problems. Downtown St. Paul was gridlocked. The Capitol grounds were a mess. Today, they have kept the crowds back with crowd control tape and a beefed-up security force. The pickup trucks have worked beautifully to make sure that fans, even 10 or 12 deep, can see the players. And it's worked out very, very well. And I think if Minneapolis goes this well, the law enforcement and security logistics people are going to look back and say this was a very outstanding event.
Considering the weather, and it probably will get worse this afternoon, the enthusiasm is incredible. How about the Twins? You know, they're more exposed to the weather, riding up a little bit higher than anybody else. They've been able to keep the smiles natural and not frozen on their faces?
It's very natural, and there is so much love pouring down on these guys and their families. It's really hard to really convey it in words, but the outpouring is palpable. It's tangible, Ray, and it's warming everybody up over here on what is a cool, breezy day in St. Paul.
And certainly the crowds vary from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 deep, and the enthusiasm is every bit that deep. Thanks, Eric.
All right, Ray.
Crews in northwestern Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota worked this morning to restore electrical power to customers who lost service last night when high winds and ice took out a transmission line. An Otter Tail Power spokesman says up to 8 communities went totally dark. 2 other towns had short power interruptions. Most Otter Tail customers are back online with the remaining points to be reconnected early this afternoon. Communities affected include St. Vincent and Kennedy in Minnesota and Neche, that's N-E-C-H-E, and Bathgate in North Dakota. Albert Lee fire investigators say workers using a gas torch may have ignited a fire that caused an estimated $1 million damage at the former Land O'Lakes plant in Albert Lee. City Fire Department Inspector Charlie Johnson says workers were removing metal water pipes from the ceiling of the basement with a gas torch Saturday. Johnson says heat from the torches may have radiated through the pipes and caused the blaze. The fire destroyed several businesses, including an advertising company owned by Albert Lee Mayor Marv Wangen. A fire wall is being credited for stopping the fire before it could spread to other businesses in the building. The blaze was reported about 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon and kept some firefighters on the scene overnight Sunday watching for flare-ups. No one was injured. Iron Range lawmakers continue to balk at the Carlson administration's proposal to use taconite tax fund money to complete the Northwest Airlines package. Senator Doug Johnson of Cook says the state is going to have to go back to the drawing board. In a minute and a half, we'll have CBS World and National News and then more parade coverage and the weather coming up in a minute.
If you're a senior looking for a good Medicare supplement health plan, you probably want to know 2 things right away. How much does it cost? And can I see my doctor? Well, Senior Gold from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota has you covered. First, it's affordable, with rates lower than most Medicare supplement plans. Second, we've just added more doctors right here in the Twin Cities area. They're a part of our expanded network that includes 96% of all Minnesota physicians. So chances are you won't have to change doctors when you change to Senior Gold. Plus, Senior Gold gives you a prescription coverage option, a non-smoker's discount, and coverage that travels with you, even when you leave the state. So call your Blue Cross office or your local agent. Getting all these benefits doesn't have to cost you more, and it probably won't cost you your doctor either. Senior Gold from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota. The first, the future.
Coming up to 12 noon on this Tuesday, the 29th of October. Don't know if that enthusiasm can keep the temperature up. Karen, I guess it's going to fall anyhow, isn't it?
It's still falling. 35 degrees now, and what we're seeing on the radar over the western suburbs is sleet and light snow from St. Cloud to Minneapolis down toward Prior Lake, moving north-northeast. At the moment, it's 35 degrees. Feels like 10, Ray.
That it does. Ray Christensen reporting news you want. People you know. WCCO Radio, home of the Champion Twins, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. After 3 quarters of decline in the gross national product, an increase in the third quarter at an annual rate of 2.4%, leading Commerce Department Chief Economist J. Antonio Villamil to declare,
"From our perspective, we feel that the recession is over."
Last week, some observers said the administration blinked in a confrontation with Congress over civil rights legislation. Now a sign Mr. Bush may have blinked again over extended unemployment benefits. Rob Armstrong reports from Capitol Hill.
CBS News has learned that the Democrats' unemployment bill has been shelved while key bipartisan players in the House and Senate try to work out a compromise. President Bush had twice blocked such a bill and threatened to do it again until yesterday, when House GOP leader Bob Michael called Mr. Bush to tell him the economy is bad enough and the political fallout is severe enough that something must be done. While the president has not signed on to a deal yet, the signals from the White House are strong enough that the legislation has been put on hold. Meanwhile, both sides are already positioning themselves to claim victory once a deal is done. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A quick summit meeting in Madrid on the eve of tomorrow's Middle East peace conference. Presidents Bush and Gorbachev, among other things, discussing aid to the Soviet Union and nuclear disarmament, telling a news conference they will use all the remedies at their disposal to nudge conferees toward peace. The participants are jockeying for position, as Lawrence Rifkin reports from Madrid.
It's basically turning into something of a war of public relations. The Israelis are trying to sound better than the Palestinians better better than the Israelis. Today, the Palestinians brought their arguments direct to the press center here, which is said to be off limits for the time being for all of the participants in the conference. When the Israelis heard this, they didn't sound too happy, and one Israeli source said that if you can't trust the other side with the small rules, how can you trust them in the long run with the big ones?
New Middle East violence, 3 Israeli soldiers and at least 2 Arabs killed in southern Lebanon today, 2 Jewish settlers in the occupied territories yesterday, perhaps by terrorists opposing the Madrid talks. They love a parade. In Atlanta, celebrating the Braves in the World Series, and they were the losers in 7 games. Celebration 2 for the winning Twins, Minneapolis Mayor Doug Fraser.
I think it's the day to celebrate. It's the idea that the Twins have won a World Series championship twice in 4 years. It's really remarkable.
Turner Broadcasting, which already owns the MGM Film Archives, is buying animator Hanna-Barbera, home of Yogi Bear and the Flintstones, among others, for $320 million. Included more than 3,000 half-hour animated programs and more than 350 TV shows and movies. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 16.32 at 3,061.94. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
I couldn't take it anymore. I'd let my life be interrupted too many times by irregularity. Too often I'd stay home feeling sluggish and slow. Then I found Fiberol, fiber for regularity. Fiberol keeps me regular because it's a gentle, natural fiber product. Oh, I know about original Metamucil, but it's almost half sugar. Instead of sugar, Fiberol adds healthy bran. With Fiberol, I'm regular every day, so I can get on with my life.
Use only as directed.
A business update from Pip Printing. Of the 23 million business presentations given daily, studies show that those using computer-generated graphics are 43% more persuasive. So if you want to make your point, make a point of going to Pip. Our LookSmart desktop publishing transforms even the simplest ideas into dramatic business communications. Eye-catching type styles and exciting graphics can make your presentation truly persuasive. Pip Printing, the best business printer in the business.
Tired but in good health, 2 women and 7 men saved from 25-foot waves and 60-mile-an-hour winds in the Atlantic by a Coast Guard helicopter. They abandoned their swamped schooner on a New York to Bermuda pleasure trip, taken first to the aircraft carrier America, then to Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Another Coast Guard helicopter rescued 5 people from a life raft 40 miles south of Nantucket Island. They were forced to abandon their fishing trawler, which was swamped by high seas and wind gusts. Hurricane Grace passed south of Bermuda, moving out to sea, brushing the islands with 67-mile-an-hour gusts. Hurricane warnings have been canceled. Former typhoon, now weaker Tropical Storm Ruth, is turning toward Taiwan after killing at least 20 people in the Philippines. 18 sailors are missing at sea. 9 people have been rescued from waist-deep snow in California's Sierra Nevada. At least 5 others are trapped. Wind and ice forced school closings in Nebraska. I'm Dick Reeves, CBS News.
Marsh checks the sign with Harper. Lemke leads at third. Smith at first. Morris delivers. Gant takes strike 3. A fastball. Got it looking.
The magic's just starting. And it was a big success in St. Paul, the Twins' victory parade. Tim Russell broadcasting with Ted Robinson here from our studios as we anchor our coverage of the World Champion Twins' victory parade. That little cut we heard of Ron Gant striking out in Game 7th, what, top of the 5th, I think it was, and Jack looked a little pumped up there, too.
Yes, he was pumped. I got stepped on and punched by my wife about 4 times in the stands when that strikeout happened.
Pretty fun. Just one of a number of memorable. I've got to tip a hat to Channel 11 last night. I heard them do the music from The Mission. You remember the sort of a, it sounds like almost a Gregorian chant kind of, all the commercial people used it. Well, they put the great moments of the series to that music. We'll see a lot of that, I'm sure.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Who does the official video that they sell of the World Series? Will that be CBS?
Actually, no. What has happened in the past couple of years that Channel 4 WCCO Television would put together a highlight film. But once you win the division, you can't do that anymore. Major League Baseball Productions takes over. It's like the cereal box is kind of the same type of deal. So the video for the Twins season will be produced by Major League Baseball.
We're getting geared up for part two of this fantastic World Champion Twins Victory Parade. This one will be through Minneapolis, and our coverage continues with Mike Miller on the go. And Mike, where are you right now?
On the media bus, one of the MTC buses, Tim, and I was just kind of glancing up from my seat here. You know how they have the little bus signs inside?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of thinking, what's it going to be like when you're in Atlanta on your bus, staring up, looking at all those great Minnesota and Twin City posters that the MTC won in that bet, remember?
Oh, that's right. The little exchange program.
Well, I've got Paul Michelson. He's one of the, I guess you could say, parade coordinators, for lack of a better word.
Sure.
All right, everything seems to be going on schedule, right?
Yeah, we're real happy with the schedule. We seem to be right on schedule.
And downtown St. Paul was just a madhouse. Did you guys expect this kind of a turnout with this type of weather?
Well, we weren't exactly sure what we'd get. We were hoping for a big crowd, and I tell you, St. Paul really showed up. We're thrilled.
It was Tim. I'm sure you guys have been looking at it and hearing about it. 8, 10, 12, 15 people deep. It was just incredible. The players right now are on some Northfield line, kind of like a bus deal, and that nice, posher bus, I might add. And they are now heading towards Minneapolis. And it seems as though everything is on schedule, so I'm assuming probably within 5 or 10 minutes I'll go out on a limb here and make an estimate, but the parade should still be on schedule, at least within a 10-minute time frame. So we'll shoot it back to you guys. I'm going to sit down because I'm standing up as I'm talking, and we're kind of weaving in and out of traffic here.
All right. Thank you, Mike Miller. And Mike Miller will be back with more updates for us in just a few minutes, along with Raj and Charlie and Eric Escala.
This is great, don't you think?
Unbelievable. Karen Falloon even went out today and got a firsthand glimpse of the weather situations and how people should dress. And it looks like people have taken heed today, Karen.
Good. I'm so glad, because I was thinking, gosh, the kids out there for any length of time could, get a little nippy for them. The rest of us just tough it out. Now, we do have precipitation on the radar. I do want to bring that up right now because from the reports that when this started down around Mankato and New Ulm about an hour ago, I was saying, well, it looks like it could be light snow and freezing rain and sleet. Well, in fact, it was sleet enough to cause some buildup on the windshields in Nicollet County, which includes Mankato and New Ulm. Now, that's moved into the southwestern suburbs of the Twin Cities. It looks like it will be a mixture of sleet and light snow flurries for the metro area. At the moment, what's bearing down on the downtown area of Minneapolis is sitting out in Deep Haven, Eden Prairie, moving into Edina and Bloomington. It is moving to the northeast at 35 miles an hour, so don't be surprised if you see some of that. That also extends and turns to snow once you get outside the metro area up around Elk River, up toward Foley, Brainerd, Pequot Lakes. So there's an area of precipitation that developed about an hour and a half ago and is moving through the metro area. More redevelopment now taking place down around Belle Plaine and in South extreme southern Carver County. So it'll be on again, off again, but it'll be windy and cold, drizzle possible, turning into freezing drizzle and or flurries. Temperatures will continue to fall. West winds at 15 to 30, making it feel more like single digits and teens out there today. Mostly cloudy, chance of light snow or flurries tonight with a low of 24. Scattered flurries tomorrow, high of 30 degrees. At this hour, we now have cloudy skies, a southwest wind at 22, and the pressure 30.07 and rising. Temperatures 35, and it feels like 10.
Good point. Thanks, Karen Falloon. 35 right now, says Karen. We'll be back with Eric Escala, continuing coverage of the World Champion Twins Victory Parades on WCCO Radio right after this.
Canterbury Downs may be closed, but there's still plenty of live racing at St. Croix Meadows Greyhound Racing Park. That's right. St. Croix Meadows is open through December 15th, and now through November 10th, you can get free parking, free admission, and a free program just by showing your Canterbury Downs Frequent Fan Club membership card. We have 9 performances every week, including matinee and evening performances. Enjoy warm, comfortable seating with world-class greyhound racing every 12 minutes. Open 6 days a week with food for every taste. Free buses are available from Minneapolis and St. Paul. Just call the connection at 922-9000. The horses have left Canterbury Downs for the winter, but St. Croix Meadows is open and running hot 6 days a week through December 15th. It's all here, horse fans, just minutes away in Hudson. St. Croix Meadows Greyhound Racing. You can always bet on your best friend. And don't forget to bring your Canterbury Downs Frequent Fan Club membership card for free parking, free admission, and a free program now through November 10th. For information, call 436-5050.
Hi, this is Tom Hutchinson with the Concerned Pet Owners Network with a question for pet owners.
Are you concerned about your pet's well-being? Stop by your local Concerned Pet Owners retail store or veterinarian's office. Take the quiz and become a member of the Concerned Pet Owners group. There's no charge. You'll receive free educational materials and $50 in valuable coupons. Call 1-800-733-7104. In the metro area, call a connection.
This is Tom reminding you, Concerned Pet Owners shop where people know about pets.
You give me fever
in the morning.
You give me fever
in the evening.
Cooper swings and lands a hit down the left field line. This is Stuart Davis. The ball all the way to the wall. Harper to second with a double, and the Twins have the lead back. It's 3-2.
Ricky Henderson tags up. He's coming home. Here's the throw, and he is out. Perfect throw by Kirby Puckett to get Ricky Henderson at the plate.
You give me fever.
Fever. In the morning.
Fever all through the night.
That's Peggy Lee on testosterone, as far as we can figure. I'm Tim Russell with Ted Robinson. A few feverish moments from the campaign past, and now we're looking ahead to 92.